warm welcome along to this week's Euro Assist as we look forward to the second leg of the Champions League quarterfinals. It's brought to you, of course, in association with freesupertips.com. I'm Warren Ashurst and I'm joined once again by James Milton to look ahead to all four second legs of Europe's top club competition. And we'll get into it straight away with Tuesday's 2 8 o'clock kickoffs, starting with the all-Spanish affair in the Spanish capital, Atletico Madrid against Barcelona at the Metropolitano. Atletico with that shock 2-0 win at the Nou Camp last week. Heavily, you have to say, though, Milts, down to the fact that Barca were reduced to 10 men in the first half.
Yeah, absolutely. And then Julian Alvarez immediately capitalised on that sending off for Pau Cubarsí. I mean, you know, the previous weekend, Barca had won at Atletico, hadn't they, in La Liga, when Atletico had to play the whole second half with 10 men. So it was the other way around at Camp Nou. And yeah, fantastic result for Atletico. We've spoken on this show all season long about how they've been really, really reliant on their home form and pretty patchy away. You know, they even managed to lose to Tottenham in the away leg of that tie. So yeah, getting that 2-0 away win at Barcelona is huge for them.
Yes, indeed. Nobody would have predicted that, I'm sure, at the start of the first leg. I suppose the one thing to come out of this, as you've already sort of suggested there, James, is the fact that Barca won earlier this month at Atletico. So they know they're capable of doing it. I think they'll be absolutely fired up to come back and bounce back and make sure they get through to the semi-finals here. Can you see this happening?
I think you're right, Warren. I mean, you know, Barca under Hansi Flick need no second invitation to go on the offensive, do they? And, you know, the tie is set up beautifully for the neutrals, I think. And actually, yeah, looking at the odds on Barcelona to qualify, I think they are worth a small bet to turn it around. You know, Atletico have been in patchy form. I mean, Diego Simeone made a lot of changes at the weekend and they lost 2-1 at Sevilla. Barca crushed Espanyol 4-1. I think they're 9 points clear in La Liga. They're clearly head and shoulders above the rest of their rivals in Spain. And you just look at the attacking firepower that Barcelona have. You know, even with Rafinha sidelined, you know, looking at their substitutes at the weekend, they had Lewandowski, Rashford, Dani Olmo on the bench. And I just think the way they play, you know, they have got a chance of overturning this. You know, leading scorers in the Champions League last season, got 22 goals in the league phase this term. And obviously, Newcastle fans will remember conceding 7 goals against them in the second leg of the last 16. You know, Simeone's Atletico sides in the past, overturning a 2-0 deficit would have been practically impossible. But they don't defend as well, anywhere near as well as they used to. And yeah, I think this could be a cracking night.
Yeah, as far as the match odds are concerned, by the way, Atletico 11-4 to claim the victory, Barcelona 4-5, and the draw 16-5. My suggestion here is going to be on the handicap. I'm going with Barcelona -1, which you can get at around about 7-4. I just thought the way that they responded to that first leg defeat was impressive, with that 4-1 thrashing of Espanyol in the Catalan derby on Saturday. It will be the sixth time they've played them this season, Atletico, and I feel like Barca have got their number still, despite that victory in the first leg at the Nou Camp. I mean, Barca are still fuming after that Cubarsí sending off. They complained to UEFA about the decision. Nothing was overturned there, but I do think that will give them that little extra impetus here to go on and win the game. They have lost 4 of their last 5 games, Atletico, as well, going into this. Barca have won on 5 of the last 6 visits to the Metropolitano, including a 4-2 victory in La Liga last season as well. And I think Hansi Flick's men could well be about to provide one of those big turnaround surprises in the Champions League that we've had in recent years. Will it be a similar story at Anfield, where Liverpool take on Paris Saint-Germain, having been very much second best in the first leg in the French capital, 2-0 down against the defending champions Liverpool, with it all to do in this second leg? As far as the prices for the match odds are concerned, Liverpool 7-5, PSG 6-4, and it's 16-5 the draw. Milts, what do you think of this one?
Yeah, I think this is one 2-0 deficit that isn't going to get overturned, I'm afraid, Warren. You know, Liverpool must have been pretty relieved to actually leave Paris with that result. You know, they were massively outplayed, weren't they? Failed to create virtually any chances. and their XG was 0.18, which is the lowest of any game under Arne Slot. And PSG, as they did last season, just look in really, really ominous form, kind of coming into the run-in in the Champions League. You know, we've mentioned it many times before that in Ligue 1, they are able to kind of use their squad players really well. And it leaves them nice and fresh for Europe, and particularly as they didn't have a league game at the weekend as well. I'm looking at this. I think, you know, the Anfield factor has to be considered because of what Liverpool have managed to do there in the past. But I just think there are too many Liverpool players underperforming at the moment, you know, and Paris Saint-Germain are just too streetwise. I'm not sure PSG are going to go all out for the victory. I think the draw is quite a big price here. You know, we saw PSG wallop Chelsea 3-0 at Stamford Bridge after winning the first leg 5-2. I think Liverpool are going to put up a bit more resistance, but I think PSG will know exactly how to manage this tie-in, and they should continue their defence of the trophy.
Yeah, as James has already mentioned there, PSG have not had a league game either side of these two Champions League ties, which obviously is a huge help for the French champions. Liverpool were able to make changes at the weekend in the win over Fulham. McAllister, Gravenberch, Kerkez, Ekitike and Isak all started on the bench, so they will be a little bit fresher. And with Isak still working his way back to fitness, I would think that almost certainly Hugo Ekitike will start up top as he looks to add to the three goals that he's already bagged in the Champions League this season. And I'm going with the Frenchman as anytime goal scorer at around about 6-5 in Tuesday's big game. Two of those three goals came at Anfield in the Champions League. And he is really battling hard to be on the plane for the World Cup with so many attacking options for France, of course, heading into this summer's tournament. Seems the perfect stage for him to show his ability. He sits inside the top 20 in the Champions League as well for shots on target this season. I think PSG probably will score. That's the problem for Liverpool, and it might leave them with three goals at least needed, and that probably will be too much to go through to the semi-final. But I do think it'll be a much different game to the first leg. But PSG probably will have enough to see it through and make the semi-finals. We'll move on now to Wednesday's two quarter-final second legs, and we'll start off at the Emirates. Both again, of course, 8 o'clock kickoffs. Arsenal against Sporting. The Gunners 12-25 here to win the home tie. It's 6-1 Sporting and 16-5 the draw. Can we put everything aside that's been going on domestically, Miltz, when we look at this game and think that Arsenal should be too strong at home, or have we got to really take into account a mindset here, especially with what's coming ahead at the weekend?
Yeah, I think it's impossible for Arsenal or for punters to ignore what's been happening in the domestic competitions. You know, the Champions League has provided a real solace for Arsenal for most of the season. You know, they're imperious in the league phase. But, you know, even in that last round, struggled away from home at Bayer Leverkusen, needed a late goal there. And same story in Lisbon last week when, you know, it was a pretty even game. Sporting hit the crossbar early on, and then Kai Havertz scored an excellent goal right at the end, which should put Arsenal in charge of the tie. But having said that, you know, the wheels are coming off, aren't they? I mean, you know, so poor in the EFL Cup final against Manchester City, made changes for the FA Cup game at Southampton, but that was still a huge shock. And then after the trip to Lisbon, faced Bournemouth, created virtually nothing, lost 2-1, needed a soft penalty even to get on the score sheet. So I think there are real issues for Mikel Arteta. And yeah, I think it could be a more nervy evening than maybe the betting suggests. I like the look of both teams to score in this one. It's been a winner in 7 of Sporting's 8 league phase games. And obviously they had that thrilling 5-3 aggregate victory over Bodo Glimt in the last 16. We saw flashes of their quality in the first leg. And yeah, you know, as we've seen recently, Arsenal's defensive standards have really slipped since the autumn, when they just seem to be grinding out those victories to nil week in, week out. And yeah, I think this could be a tense one for the Gunners.
So before I go into my best bet for this game, I just wanted to ask you, Milt, about the Arsenal setup at the moment. I think such good work earlier in the season was done around having a settled team and knowing who was going to be particularly the back four. Is that what's changed, do you think, in recent last sort of 6 to 8 weeks, the fact that there's been quite a lot of chopping and changing across all of the competitions?
I'm not sure. I mean, I think certainly when the likes of Odegaard and Eze aren't in midfield, it can look a bit pedestrian. I think also probably, you know, Arsenal, even when they were winning so regularly, they weren't creating huge amounts of chances from open play. You know, the set piece goals have dried up a bit for them, and now they've ended up on the right end of a lot of tight games earlier in the season, and now those kind of fine margins seem to be going against them.
Will it go against them on Wednesday, I wonder? Well, I'm going with both teams to score in this game, which is around about 19 to 20, and I think a decent price because, as we mentioned there, with Arsenal making those changes defensively, they're not certainly as solid as they were earlier in the campaign. They've conceded 6 goals in the last 4 matches in all competitions, and undoubtedly will have one eye on Sunday's massive title showdown with Manchester City at the Etihad. Sporting, in contrast, have scored 22 goals in their 11 European games this season, averaging 13.63 attempts per game. And they had 11 shots in that first leg as well against the Gunners, and will feel like they should have at least one goal to show for their efforts. As we've alluded to there, Arsenal have had their fitness problems, and there are doubts over Bukayo Saka, Martin Odegaard, Ricardo Calafiori and Jurrien Timber going into Wednesday's tie. All four of those could well miss out. And to miss players of that quality, and I'm thinking particularly, to be honest, defensively from a Calafiori and Timber perspective, it could be a real tough test for Arsenal to make sure of that last 4 spot, with Sporting, as I say, a real threat in attack. Arguably, the standout match, of course, of the quarterfinals is last on the list. Bayern Munich against Real Madrid, with Bayern 2-1 up from the away leg at the Bernabeu. I have to say, I watched this game last week, Milt. I was blown away by how good at times Bayern Munich were. They really were impressive. And I think if there's going to be one team that can see off PSG in terms of them winning back-to-back Champions League titles, you would think potentially it would be Bayern. They were that good against Real Madrid.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, we can't get too far ahead of ourselves. But yeah, PSG-Bayern semi-final, the way both teams played it last week is certainly a mouth-watering prospect. And yeah, you know, I think with Bayern, obviously winning away in Madrid is a great result whenever you manage that. But again, it could have been by a cozier margin, really. And I think Bayern are going to make no mistake in the second leg. Bayern Munich to win and both teams to score, I think, is going to cop again. You know, you mentioned how impressive they were in an attacking sense. I mean, Harry Kane was an injury doubt for that game. Remember, he started and scored. He had a rest at the weekend. They still won 5-0 at San Paoli in the Bundesliga. And yeah, with sort of Michael Olise and Musiala and Luis Diaz teeing up Kane, you know, Bayern are going to get chances as Real chase the tie, and I think they're going to take quite a few of them as well. I mean, Real Madrid are still, you know, they scrape past Benfica in the first knockout stage. Still scratching my head about how they managed to beat Manchester City 5-1 on aggregate in the last round. I think that their luck is going to run out here. You know, they named a really strong team actually for Friday's league game against Girona. Drew 1-1 at home in that game, and yeah, I think they're going to get blown away in the second leg.
Yeah, I'm quite surprised still, even though I do think they will probably get blown away, that Real Madrid are as big as 7-2 to win the game on Wednesday. Bayern Munich 4-7 and the draw 4-1. But I'm looking at the player props section of the sports book here, because I'm going with Vinicius Junior to score or assist at 21-20. I do think he is certainly one for the big occasion, of course, like we saw against Manchester City, where he scored twice in the away leg. He's already got 5 goals in this season's competition. He averages 4.08 attempts per game, and he also scored a brace on his last trip to the Allianz Arena in 2024. I just think that Bayern overall, though, head and shoulders better than Real last week. And like you mentioned earlier on, James, they made a number of changes, 8 in total against St. Pauli at the weekend, still won 5-0. Some of those main protagonists who didn't play will be fresh, including Harry Kane. And I just think Bayern will be way too strong, and massively impressed with Michael Olise, Luis Diaz, Serge Gnabry, all former Premier League players, of course, and they look to have taken another level to their game this season under Vincent Kompany. They were really outstanding at the Bernabeu, and it would be a massive shock to me if they weren't to go through comfortably after this second leg. Well, that's a look then at the games individually across Tuesday and Wednesday in the Champions League quarterfinals. We always like to give you a bet builder, though, ahead of the midweek action. And Milton's been scouring the sports books for the best prices and the best suggestions for a treble bet builder this midweek. Which game are we looking at, Milton, this week?
Yeah, I'm going for Liverpool versus PSG. First leg of the bet builder is under 3.5 goals. Now remember, PSG won 1-0 at Anfield in the second leg of last season's last 16 tie, went on to win on penalties after 120 minutes there. And the three meetings between these sides in the last two seasons have produced only 4 goals. I think the strength of PSG, you know, compared maybe to the likes of Barcelona and Arsenal, they have that tactical flexibility. And I think Luis Enrique is going to box clever at Anfield, and I'd expect PSG's midfield and defence to snuff out any chance of a Liverpool comeback. Second leg, one of those midfielders, João Neves, to have one or more shots for PSG. Fabian Ruiz is still sidelined. He's one of the only main injury absentees for the Champions League holders. But Neves is a terrific player, both defensively and in attack. Scored 5 times in 11 Ligue 1 starts this season. And he had 10 shots in his 5 appearances in the Champions League knockout stages. And finally, I'm going for Liverpool to receive the most cards in the game. Obviously, the onus is on them to make the running as they try and overturn a 2-goal deficit. Then that could lead to a few over-enthusiastic tackles at Anfield. In the first leg, Joe Gomez and Alexis McAllister were booked early on. They were the only players cautioned in Paris. And PSG rarely been rattled in the Champions League this season. They picked up only 11 cards in 13 games. And I expect them to keep cool heads as they bid to make it through to the semi-finals.
Okay, there's your bet builder then for the midweek action. Milton, before we go, I just wanted to have a look at the outright winner market, because quite a few of the assist regulars might be looking at an outright winner bet at the moment. As far as the prices are concerned, Arsenal 9-4, Bayern Munich 9-4, it's 11-4 PSG, 12-1 for both Atletico and Barcelona, 18-1 Real Madrid, 40-1 Liverpool, and Sporting as big as 125-1. Of what you've seen in the competition this season and looking at the prices, where does the value bet lie for you at the moment?
I think I would probably go with Bayern Munich. And I say that through gritted teeth, as I tipped Arsenal and PSG at the start. So, you know, under normal circumstances, I'd be feeling quite happy with my portfolio. But, you know, like you said, that Bayern victory away to Real was hugely impressive. Could be set for a heavyweight clash with PSG in the semis. And the way Arsenal are playing, it looks as though the winner will come from that side of the draw, I'd say.
Yeah, looking that way, Bayern, very impressive. PSG also as well. I mean, just a word on Barcelona as well, who I still feel can overturn this deficit against Atletico. 12-1 will be a big price on them as well. That wraps up then the Euro Assist this week. Some cracking games to look forward to across Tuesday and Wednesday. Just a quick heads up, of course, on the Racing Post YouTube channel this week. The Sweet Spot will return with Dave Clark and Steve Palmer on Tuesday with reflections on the Masters and Rory McIlroy's back-to-back wins. We'll be back with the Domestic Assist on Thursday for a huge weekend of football action, including Manchester City against Arsenal on Sunday. In the meantime, though, enjoy your midweek European football, and please remember to gamble responsibly.